You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to episode 45. And today we're talking about this. What's your favorite color? But before we get into that sacred soul story and what inspired this story today is the number 45. We are on episode 45 today. Can you believe it? So as I was looking at this 45, I thought, oh my goodness, we're halfway to 90. Like, that's a big deal, right? And then I was reminded of the day that I turned 45 years of age. And my first thought when I woke up that morning was, oh my goodness, I'm halfway to 90. And why I got so excited about that is because anyone that knows me knows that I plan to live to 111. And at 90, I plan to actually start traveling the world as a traveling drummer. That's right. I'm a drummer. I started drumming when I was in fifth grade. And I'm going to travel the world teaching people how to live and walk in love and do their life with the rhythms of life. I want to teach people about entering into the rhythms of life. And I figure by the time I'm 90, even if I'm not the best drummer in the world, people will be like so amazed by the fact that I'm still cool, hip, you know, I'm a rhythmic, you know, got the beat, grandma, you know, and I can't wait. So I'm going to be the coolest granny that travels the world. I'm going to have, you know, I'm going to have, what are those people called that travel with you? Roadies. I'm going to have young, cool roadies that travel with me. And I can't wait. So that's my plan. So put it on your calendars because it'll be about, in a couple months, it'll be about 40 years. Yeah, about 40 years from a couple months from now. I'll be entering into that world tour. So buy your tickets now because it's going to be sold out all over the globe, across the globe. Granny's Sipping on Life. Seriously, we'll all be there and it's going to be incredible. So anyway, so let's go back to what's your favorite color. So today's sacred soul story comes from this experience I had today as I was traveling back to my home after going to my chiropractor. I love my chiropractor. I love getting adjusted. Chiropractic's the bomb. If you are not seeing a chiropractor, let me tell you, you're missing out. Because if your nervous system is working at 100% maximum function, your body can function at a maximum optimal function. Your brain talking to your body and vice versa. It's so fabulous. So anyway, I was feeling like super on top of the world, feeling great. Everything's wonderful. But I was feeling kind of hungry. So as I was heading home, I saw this awesome food truck. And I've eaten at this food truck before because a lot of times they'll park right in front of the building, the condo that I live in. And so anyway, I saw it and it was about three blocks from my home. But I said, you know what? I'm going to go bring Stella home. I'm going to go back. I'm going to walk out there and get some lunch. So that's what I did. So I scooted down the road and I came up to the food truck, found out that the food truck was no longer open. I was so bummed because they have this particular salad that I love, and I was like so bummed. So there's a lady sitting in the food truck. The food truck was running, but they were no longer in business. So I said, you know what? I know the restaurant that is associated with this food truck. So I said, I'll walk a couple more blocks. I'll go to the restaurant. I am determined now to get my salad. So I walk these blocks. I walk into the restaurant, and they don't have the salad on the menu. The guy at the counter says, you know, we have a little bit different menu at the food truck than we have here. I was so bummed. So I thought about doing a substitute. And then I said, you know what, Shannon? Nothing's going to compare to that salad. So go home, make yourself a salad, or go to the Thai restaurant down the street. Everything's good. So as I was leaving the restaurant, I turn and I see this stack of napkins. Now, this is no ordinary stack of napkins. This is a bright, beautiful, bold, brilliant colored orange, my favorite color, okay? I see this napkin and instantly I'm like happy. I'm no longer thinking about the fact that I'm hungry, didn't get my salad at the food truck, didn't get my salad at the restaurant, and even the building that this little restaurant is in, this building is a very old building, And it's got a lot of history to it, but it kind of stinks. It's like literally, like, it's like you walk in, it's like, I just don't like the smell in here. So all this negativity, but I see this beautiful napkin. Instantly, I'm like in heaven. I'm happy. I'm so grateful. And so I pick up this paper napkin. And as I'm leaving the restaurant, I'm walking now to the Thai restaurant, and I'm just thinking about how this napkin is making me feel so happy, this orange color. And yes, I have it, and I'm looking at it right now. It's such a fabulous color napkin. And I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about how powerful napkins are. And I was thinking about how many great ideas I've written on napkins. I've written fabulous phone numbers on napkins. Napkins have dried my tears when I was crying and I didn't know what else I was going to do with my life. You know, we all have those moments where we grab a napkin, whether they're sad tears or happy tears. And I remember, you know, sitting here as I was looking at this napkin, how the napkin of old, you know, the back in the day when I was in such a hard time and just feeling like I wasn't sipping on life, put it that way. And I was crying into a napkin. I remember thinking, like, someday these tears will be replaced. You know, these tears of heartache and pain will be replaced with tears of joy and you know, great things. And even though I didn't cry tears of joy today, my heart was doing the happy dance looking at this napkin, and it still is. So much so I had to share this with you, because as I was walking, I was thinking about how, you know, this is something about a favorite color. And besides this beautiful colored orange, I have another favorite color, which was my first favorite color. And that was this bright yellow, kind of bus yellow color. Love, love, love that color. In fact, it's on my drshannon.com website. Love that yellow color. And it's because I had a truck that color. Back in the day, I had this beautiful Nissan Xterra. In fact, that was the first vehicle I ever bought that was brand new. I bought it brand new off the lot. And it had that new car smell, you know, that new truck smell. Totally loved it. Anyway, loved driving that yellow truck. And every single time I would drive it, which was every day, I remember thinking how much I love the color and how happy that color made me feel. And so I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about how we all have favorites. We all have those things that we like or that we love. And do not take those for granted, my dear. Do not take those things that make you happy, even the simple things in life. Do not take those things for granted, and intentionally look for them, intentionally look to give thanks for them, pay attention, intentionally surround yourself with those things that make you feel happy inside, those simple little things. And then I was thinking about how, you know, so often we know so many of these things about other people. We know what their favorite food is, their favorite napkin color, their favorite number, whatever. But when was the last time you sat down with yourself and asked yourself, hey, self, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite food? What's your favorite number? What's your favorite letter in the alphabet? What's your favorite thing to do? What's your favorite song? What's your favorite band? What's your favorite book? What's your favorite author? What's your favorite director? You know, who's your favorite director? What's your favorite restaurant? What's your favorite place to vacation? Who's your favorite person? What's your favorite word? What inspires you most? What's your favorite dream, your favorite thought? And what's your favorite desire? What is the desire of your heart? What makes your heart sing? What makes you feel happy? I would encourage you today, for your very sacred soul step, to sit down with your sacred soul date journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, and begin to write down, this is what makes me feel happy. This is what I like. This is what I love. And begin to write it down. I called that my love journal. You know, things that I love, things that I like. Things from new socks to orange napkins, whatever it is, that feel of, you know, a soft, comfy blanket next to your skin, whatever it is, write it down. And then save that for those days when you don't really feel that happy, or you don't feel like you're loving much, you've kind of lost that love and feeling, and grab your love journal. You know, grab your sacred soul date journal and look back on today and say, yeah, you know, I'm reminded of the things that I love. Because I haven't seen this particular color in a while. I mean, I do have some orange on our logo, if you notice, in the Women Sipping on Life logo. We do have some orange in there, but it's been a while since I've seen it like this big of a space, you know? It's like, even though it's not a huge napkin. And now I'm all of a sudden even reminded of the fact that I painted my bathroom this color one time. I had this small bathroom and I painted the entire thing this color. It was such a spectacular color. And then I remember one time where I was really in a hard time and I just felt like I had, okay, this is what had happened. I had gotten a card from someone and on this card there was an orange and a pink color together. And I remember it's like it was so happy mixed together. So I painted my bathroom that weekend. I painted it an orange and a bright pink. Kind of like the colors that are on our Women Sipping on Life logo. The orange and the pink come in together. And I absolutely think that is such a stunning and spectacular color combination. And it's so happy and it's so fun. So, my dear, what do you like? What do you love? What makes you feel happy? Please let me know. Come on over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know your favorite color. I would love to hear from you. And thank you again for being here, for sipping on life, and for paying attention to what makes your heart sing. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.